that I may worship him. Now we saw through the scriptures who God is, that he is the creator, he is our father, he is our healer, he is our redeemer. So because of that knowledge, now we can come to him. Amen.
Amen.
Because if we don't know, we cannot worship him. So we are here because he has revealed himself to us. Like the Lord said to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but it is my Father who has revealed it to you. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So we can see from the knowledge of God, we can come to him. When he imparts that knowledge on us, we know him. Now we come to him. We don't worship God in darkness. We don't worship God in ignorance. That's why everyone who is born of God, he has got a desire to have that intimate relationship with God. So we want to maybe continue with the same thought. Who is this God whom we worship? Now here we see the Lord Jesus Christ. He was talking to this woman. He says to her, you worship that which you don't know. It has never been God's desire that people worship him in ignorance, that people will just imagine. That's why he said in the scripture, when you worship God, don't make a graven image for him. We must not just imagine maybe God is like this or God is like that, but we must come to him in the full knowledge of who he is. So how do we know God? Here the Lord Jesus said to the woman, you worship that which you don't know, but the hour is coming when those who worship God will worship him in who he is and what he is. He says those who worship God will worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Because God is a spirit. Amen. Amen. So how do we worship this God? We saw in the morning that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now you can see, you cannot separate the Word from God or God from the Word. His very expression is really what he is. Amen. When he shows forth the Word, what is he showing? He is showing that which was with God and that which is God. So whenever he does anything, he does it according to who he is. And now the people who are to worship God must worship him in spirit, because he is spirit. Amen. He is the truth. So we must worship him in truth. When we worship God anywhere outside what he is, that cannot be accepted of him. It means we are having another image. Can you see that? Now, it's like, you know, you are interacting with a person.
Now,
you think maybe that person wants to hit you. Somebody is coming to you. And you think he wants to hit me. What do? You run away. Yet the one who is coming to you, he wants to greet you. So he will be coming to extend his hand to greet you. And in you think he wants to beat you. And then you run away. When he's coming to greet you, there is no communication there. So is it with us and God. We must come to him with the understanding of who he is. And God also, he knows who we are. Can you see that? Now, I was happy to hear that there are some who want to be baptized. Now, you know, they are coming to God to want to fulfill his word, because it is God who has given them the word. So here is a good communication. Amen. And God knows even your heart. As we saw in the afternoon, God knows you. Amen. And when you are coming to him, he knows why you are coming. Amen. And when you come to him also, you know who he is. And now the Lord Jesus Christ has said, those who worship him must worship him in spirit. So tonight, we just want to see and get our identification. How do we worship God? We worship him in the spirit, because that's what he is. If we worship him outside that, we are not acceptable before him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So whatever God does, he does it in the spirit. Amen. We don't worship God in the flesh. We worship him in the spirit. How can we worship in the spirit? We must have the spirit of God in us. Amen. So when we come to God, let's not just come with our mind, but let's come and submit ourselves to the purpose of God, and seek to be filled with his spirit. It's not just an imagination, but it's the reality of the spirit of God in you, so that you can worship him. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, we want to go back to where we read in the afternoon, Isaiah chapter
61.
We will see what the scripture says. In Isaiah
61,
verse 1, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. This scripture, it was Isaiah prophesying of what would happen when Jesus would be on earth. When Jesus was baptized, he says the Spirit of God came upon him, and he was led into the wilderness for those 40 days. When he came back, he entered into the synagogue. They gave him this scripture which he had read, and he opened the book and he read this scripture. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. Why is the Spirit of the Lord God upon me? Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel and to bind the brokenhearted. Now you can see, he could not go and preach the good news. He could not go and bring those in captivity out until the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. So the first thing was the Spirit of God to be upon him. Because we want to worship God, we want to serve God, we must have the Spirit of God upon us. You know, what we need to do is to pray about this and to seek the Spirit of God to be upon us. It's not just a matter of coming to church. It's not just a matter of being baptized, but it is a matter of having the Spirit of God upon you.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could not do anything until the Spirit of God was upon him. So he says, the Spirit of God is upon me, and he has anointed me so that I can speak the word of God. Why? Because those who worship him must worship him in spirit. Amen. Pharaoh says, who is this God that I may be able to do what he says? We want to know this, our God. Who is he? He is a spirit. Amen. So if we don't worship in spirit, we are not communicating with him. Amen. Can you see that? We have to be in the same spirit. If I have to phone somebody to talk to him through the phone, he also must have a phone. Can you see that? Because I cannot talk into this phone and somebody in Lusaka will hear me, him without a phone. It cannot be. You can hear me speak because I'm here with you. You are within hearing distance. So now you can hear me. We are in the same room. Can you see that? We are in the same locality. That's why we can hear one another. Amen. But there can be somebody in Lusaka and he starts to speak with me through the phone. I can hear him because he is on the phone and I'm also on the phone. He cannot speak to somebody not on the phone. So you see, our relationship with God must be in the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, because we have the Holy Spirit, it will take us out of sin. We can walk, not walk in sin. We cannot walk in witchcraft. We cannot walk in drunkenness. Because the Spirit of God is holy. Amen. So we worship him in the holiness of his Spirit. We worship him in the power of the Spirit. So we have power over sin because we are in the Spirit. Who is this God? God is spirit. Amen. And also this God is truth. Amen. So we cannot worship him outside the truth. Your heart has got to be truthful. You cannot hide sin in your heart and say you can worship God. But it must be in truth, because God is truth. Amen. So whatever God does, he does it in the spirit. We go to the book of Genesis. Let's just read Genesis chapter 1. Amen. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the earth. Now I want you to watch this. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And the light, and there was light.
Amen.
Can you see?
Amen.
When God created heaven and earth, he says the earth was covered with water. Now we want to watch this verse 2. It says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. It was the Spirit of God that was moving upon the face of the deep. It took first the Spirit of God. And then God said, let there be light. Amen. You know, without the Spirit of God moving upon the water, God could not say, or God could not speak. It was after the Spirit of God was moving upon the water, then he said, let there be light. Because whatever God does with us, it must be in the Spirit. Because that's what he is. Before you could say, let there be light, his spirit had to be there. Amen. And those who accept God, I want to believe it is the Spirit of God that brings conviction of on your heart, and you feel it in your heart that I want to worship God. You feel it in your heart that this life I'm living is not good life. You feel it in your heart that you don't have a relationship with God. It must start in your spirit. Amen. Before you can speak it out, before you can bring it out, it must start in your heart. So is it with God. The Spirit of God had to move upon the waters. If the Spirit of God does not move, then God cannot speak. That's why Jesus Christ, he says, the Spirit of God is upon me, so now I can proclaim the gospel. God works with us in the Spirit, because he is Spirit. It's not just something in your head. It's not just something because you learned it at school. It is the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. And there must be a hunger in our hearts for the Spirit of God to be upon us. Yes, we came to God many years ago. We have been praying all these years. But is the Spirit of God bearing us witness that we are truly walking in the way? Is it just something that we think? Because I know the Bible. Because I know where it is written, I can just go and stand before the people and open scriptures and speak the word of God and preach to them the word of God. That is not the way God deals with us. Jesus could never go and preach until the Spirit of God was upon him. Amen. So that's what we need, because that's what God is. He is spirit. And because he is spirit, his spirit has got to move. When the spirit moves, then he speaks. When he speaks, after the spirit, then it will happen. Amen. We saw that. In the beginning was the Word. Where did the Word come from? It was with God. Amen. Now, what was this Word? It was God speaking. Now we can find also in Genesis. He said the Spirit of God was upon the water. And there was darkness. But because the Spirit was there, and it could see the darkness, and he knew that there must be light there, that's when now God spoke. And when he spoke, the light came. Amen. Without the Spirit of God, nothing can be spoken to our hearts. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So whatever God wants to do with you, it is not in the flesh. Amen. Because if anything happens in the flesh, you can forget. Because the flesh forgets.
To be my word.
If anything happens in the flesh, you can be tired of doing it. Because the flesh gets tired. Amen. Amen. So whatever God has done in you, he has never been done in the flesh. Did you know that before you came to worship God, we may think I was born and I grew up and then the word was preached to me, then I started to worship God. God did not start working with you after you were born. God did not start working with you when you were now grown up. God never started working with you when a preacher stood before you and preached the word. That is not how God deals with us. If he deals with us in that way, he'll be speaking to our flesh. And when he speaks to our flesh, the flesh cannot understand the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
When did God start dealing with you? Let's go to what the Bible tells us. In the book of Ephesians, let's just read from chapter
1.
Ephesians chapter 1.
I first saw
In verse 6.
Dime ya 6.
We want to read these words in Ephesians chapter 1. Chapter 1 in verse 6.
Dime ya 6.
It says here. Okay. Let me just get there. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go to verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him. It's before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, can you see what the scripture here says? It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Can you see where it started? He blessed us with all spiritual blessings. When did he do that? The scripture says, before the foundation of the world. And when did he do it? He did it before the foundation of the world. And it was in heavenly places. Amen. Before the world began. When we read in Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven. Then he created the earth. So you see that what God created first, it was heaven before he created the earth. Now, before that earth was created, he blessed you with all spiritual blessings, not on earth, because the earth was not there. He blessed you in spiritual blessings, in heavenly places. Can you see where it started? This is our God. He deals with us in the spirit. Before there was a world, before there was an earth, you were blessed in heavenly places, which means it's spiritual places. Amen. And your name was written in the book of life. So this is our God whom we worship. He blessed us with all spiritual blessings, because he himself is spirit. So when he blesses us, he blesses us with what he is. He is the spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you see that? So where did he bless us? It says, in Christ Jesus. Amen. Can you see? Who is Christ? Christ means the anointed one. He was anointed with what? With the Spirit of God. Can you see that? And then when he came on earth, he had to be filled with that Spirit of God so that he can preach now to us, so that we can receive the blessing. Now we are in this flesh now. We receive the spiritual blessing which was already given us in heavenly places. Jesus had to be filled with the Spirit so that what he spoke would be spirit and the truth and life. Amen. So that's who we are. God is spirit. Who is this God that I may worship you? He's revealing to us tonight that he is the spirit. Without the spirit, we cannot worship God. So we are blessed if our hearts are hungry for the Spirit of God. If we can ask ourselves tonight, have I been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Is the Spirit of God abiding in me? If that is not so, it is our opportunity tonight to come to God who is Spirit and seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Because he is also spirit and truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what we have been called to. That's how God started working with you. He did not start working with you when you were educated enough to read the Bible. He did not start with you when you were big enough maybe to understand the word of God. He did not start with you when you were now in your problems so that he can bring you out. He started with you in the spirit. Amen. And for that to be fulfilled in you, you have got to be in the same spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We just want to look again at the word of God. In the book of Acts, we want to look at chapter 1. The book of Acts, chapter
1.
Let's just go to verse
4.
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, for John, for which he said, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Can you see this instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ? He says, you were baptized by John in the water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we go to verse 8. He says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and he shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So here the Lord is saying, you shall receive the Holy Ghost after you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come on you. So he says, don't go anywhere. Stay in Jerusalem. This was after they had received the word of God. It was after God, Jesus Christ had called them. It was after they were baptized. He says, but don't go anywhere. Stay there and be filled with the Holy Spirit. The same God who did this to the disciples is here tonight. Amen. It's the same instruction. Don't start to go anywhere. Seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because God is spirit. If we want to worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the instruction the Lord gave us. So you can see the first church was established upon the receiving of the Holy Spirit. That was the foundation of the church, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is God who has called us in this place. He has given us his word. We have received the word of God. Now it is a noble thing that we receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let this church be founded on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That we may worship God in the Spirit. Let it be our prayer that anyone who comes here to join us in this worship of God, let him be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And also be baptized with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that we are a people who are all in the Spirit. Amen. So that whatever is happening here is after the leadership and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So we want to be established upon the power of the Holy Spirit, because that is the desire of God. Amen. Let's just look at the book of Luke. In the book of Luke, chapter 1,
Luke 1,
we want to see, let's just go to verse 13,
34,
is it? Then Mary said unto the angel,
in Maria anati kwa mngelo,
how shall this be?
Izi zingateke bwanji.
Seeing I know not a man.
Wapeza ine sindidziwa mwamuna.
And the angel answered and said unto her,
Mngera naye ankakuti,
the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
Mzimu era adzabwera paiwe.
And the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee.
Mbambu ya wamwamba mwamba idzakupimba.
Therefore also that thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
It says, when Mary was given the message, she says, how can I have this child without being married? Then the spirit say, the angel said, the Spirit of God shall overshadow you. After the overshadowing of the Spirit of God, that which shall be born shall be called the Son of the Most High.
Amen.
Can you see?
Amen.
If God wants to do anything with you, it has to be by the overshadowing of the Spirit of God, so that what comes out of that will be called of God. Can you see that? Anything that is by the Spirit of God is of God. Amen. After the Spirit of God has overshadowed you, now you stand here and sing. That is now of God. After the Spirit of God has overshadowed you, you come here and give a testimony. That testimony is of God. Amen. Remember the pastor said, on that day, people will say, I preached, I prayed for the sick, I did this and did that, and then the Lord will say, I don't know that. How does he not know? Because it was you doing it. But if the Spirit of God overshadows you, what is born out of that is not of men, it's not of this world, it's not of the flesh, but it is of God. And everything that is of God has eternal life in it. Can you see that? So how shall we worship God? I want to sing for God. I want to preach for him. But here the scripture says, wait until the Holy Spirit comes on you. So it must be our desire If you want to worship God, if you want to testify for God, if you want to do a work for God, seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because that's who God is. So whatever you do, after the Holy Spirit, it is of God. That's what the scripture here says. That which will be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Because it is the Holy Spirit that has overshadowed you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this is how we worship God. Because we saw again in the morning in the book of John, it says here in chapter 1, in chapter
1,
let's just see this. In verse 14,
Johannes 1:14.
Or we can read maybe from verse
12.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. Those, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. Amen. Those who receive the word of God will be given power to become the sons of God. Amen. Now, we shall see in the scripture what makes us to be the children of God. It's not just because I've come to church. It's not just because I've preached. But there's something that can make me a son of God. There's something that can make me a daughter of God. We see in the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 8,
Roma 8.
In Romans chapter 8, let's just go to maybe verse 14.
Roma 8, Ndimea 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Can you see that?
Amen.
Amen. It says those who received him, they were given power to become the children of God. How do we become children of God? Amen. We saw that who is God? God is spirit. So if you are a child of the Spirit, that means you are also a spirit. Amen. Your works are after the Spirit. Amen. Can you see? You know, even in this world where we are born in, you know, you are what gave you birth. Amen. You know, we are all dark skinned because our parents are dark skinned. Can you see that? We speak the way we speak because that's where we were born. We dress the way we dress because that's where we were born. We eat what we eat because it's where we were born. So if you are born of the Spirit of God, then you will do the things of the Spirit of God. Those who received him were given power to become the sons and daughters of God. Who is this God? That God is spirit. So that means you now, you are a new creature in Christ. You are now in the Spirit of Christ. Amen. And the Spirit of God in you bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Amen. We cannot be children of God outside the Spirit of God. We cannot know the things of the Spirit unless we are also in the Spirit. We cannot understand the things of the Spirit, and we know the Spirit is God himself. So we cannot understand the things of God if we are not in the Spirit of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So who are we? We are children of God. Not because we just come here, but because we have got the Spirit of God in us. And our spirit bears witness with the Spirit of God that we are children of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So who is God? God is Spirit. Amen. He doesn't do anything outside the Spirit. He says, let there be light. It was after his Spirit had hovered over the deep. He calls us his children after his Spirit has hovered above us and is dwelling in us, and we feel his Spirit in us. It's giving us a hunger for the things of God. It's promoting us to do the things of God. We are not now under the bondage of sin. We are not now slaves of drink. We are not slaves of the world. We have been freed by the Spirit of freedom. Because the scripture says, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are the children of God by the Spirit of God. So who is God that we may worship him? We want to worship him. God is Spirit. And how can we worship God who is in Spirit in our own flesh? It cannot be. We must have the Spirit of God in us. There must be a hunger in us for the Spirit of God to baptize us and dwell in us, to anoint us, as it was with Jesus, who said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the word. May the Spirit of God so anoint us that we can serve him, that we can testify, that we can do the things of God. If the Spirit of God is in us, nothing can stand before us. Amen. Remember, the scripture says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against the Spirit. Amen. The spirit of this world, the spirit of lust, the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of all these things, we are fighting against them. How do we fight? We fight in the Spirit. By the Spirit. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We just want to look again in the scripture. In the book of Corinthians, that is chapter 1 Corinthians, we want to read chapter 2.
According to number 2.
Let's just read from verse 7.
Give me a 7.
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7.
According to number 2, 7.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God has ordained before the world unto our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now we speak the wisdom of God. Amen. How do we speak the wisdom of God? We speak this wisdom by this hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world was
made.
That's what we are speaking here. We are not speaking the things that have been made by man. We are not preaching here doctrine that was formulated by man. We are not here talking about church business started by man. What we are speaking here is that which was in God before the foundation of the world. What we are speaking here, the princes of the world don't know. What we are speaking here, the denominations of men don't know. What we are speaking here, the people of this world don't know. Because they were not there when God ordained us to know them before the foundation of the world. We are here to receive not something new, but that which God knew, which God ordained for us before the foundation of the world. Who is this God? It is He who was before the foundation of the world. It is He who had our names in Himself. It is He who chose us before the world began. So whom do we want to worship? It's not a God who started somewhere here on earth. It is not a new denomination which somebody started. That is not what we have come for. We have come for that which was before the world began. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So who is this God? It is Him who was before the foundation of the world. And who are we? We are those who were in the mind of God before the world began. What are we preaching here? It is the wisdom of God which was with Him before the foundation of the world. So we cannot worship God in earthly things. We are worshiping God in heavenly places. Because the scripture says, when we receive the word of God and the spirit of God, we are no longer here. We are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In those heavenly places, we are above the lust of the world. We are above the sin of the world. We are above all the weakness of the world. We are not taken by the things of the world. We are not overcome by the fashions of the world, by the things of the world, because we are worshiping God who is spirit, and we are worshiping him in spirit. That's why we have come. That's why we can hear the hidden things of God, which is the hidden wisdom, which cannot be comprehended by the things, by the people of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Spirit of God cries in us, saying, Abba, Father. And our spirit bears witness with the Spirit of God that we are children of God. That witness. Amen. You know, when you have the witness that you did not commit a crime, and you are standing before the magistrate, you have the witness that when this crime was, you were not there. It's like now, this time, you are here. And in Lusaka, there is a break in and somebody's
thing.
You cannot be found guilty of that case. Because there is witness here that you were here. Can you see? So the Spirit of God is witnessing in your spirit that you are a child of God. How can Satan bring his works in you? How can you do the things of darkness when you have got a witness that you are not of this world, that you are not of sin, you are not of the devil, you are a child of God? The Spirit is bearing witness in you. And when the word of God comes, the Spirit of God which is in you will witness that this is of heaven. Because the Spirit came from heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why here the scripture says, we don't talk about the wisdom of the world, but it is the wisdom of God, the hidden mysteries of God, which can only be apprehended by the Spirit of God. So how do we worship God? We worship him in the Spirit, because that's who we are. And the scripture then says, we must walk in the Spirit. We don't just walk anyhow. We walk in the Spirit.
That is why we sing
today
that God is Jesus Christ.
Amen. We walk in the Spirit. And the world will know it. They will see it, that we are walking in the Spirit. Amen. If you walk in the Spirit, then you will not do the lust of the flesh. When you walk in the Spirit, you will bear now the fruits of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? It is love, faith, long suffering, patience. You know, all those things, they are the fruit of the Spirit that is dwelling in you. Now, by those spirit, by those fruits, you are worshiping God now. Those who worship God must worship him in spirit, because that's who he is. Amen. Who is this God that I can worship him? He is spirit. How do I worship him? By fruits of the Spirit. How do I get the fruit of the Spirit? By the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God dwells in me, so that I can have the fruits of the Spirit, and then I can worship God. And when the wisdom of God is taught, I can receive it, because I have the Spirit in me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's who we are. Amen. And we walk in the manner that is worthy of the children of God. Amen. We don't walk like the world. We don't do things like the world because we are children of the Father.
Amen.
Now, everything that is the Father's, they are ours. Amen. You remember the prodigal son? When he took everything and went away, but he realized, I am the son of the Father. I'm going back to the Father. He says, okay, now just make me like one sheet. Then the Father said, no. You are a son. He was brought in and given good clothes and everything. Amen. And he was sitting at the table, happy because he was received as a son. Then the elder brother came to the father. He says, you are doing this for this your son, who has wasted all these things. But as for me, I've been working here, and you have even given me a kid so that I can be happy with my friends. Then the father said, don't you worry. Everything here is yours. Amen. Don't you worry. Amen. All heaven is yours.
Amen.
You are a child of the King. Amen. Everything that is heaven is yours. Amen. Amen. You know, you walk and you behave like a child of the King.
Amen.
Amen. Because that's who you are. Amen. Ndienda mukunikaku. Ndienda, ndienda mudidi. Mapazi, mapazi. Ambuye yeso. Ndienda. Ndienda ndidi. Amen.
Amen.
Sindi maenda ngati ndine wosauka ya.
I don't move like a poor man.
Ndienda mbidi.
Amen.
Monga mwana wakumwamba.
As a child of heaven.
Amen. Ndezimene ndiri.
That's how I am.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not a servant of these things of the world. How do I worship God? I worship Him in the Spirit. Because He is the Spirit.
Amen.
We are together. Because He is Spirit. And I'm in the Spirit. Amen. I'm not a slave of sin. This is the God who has called me. Amen. And He has given me authority over all the things of darkness. Amen. I'm not captive. Because when the Spirit of God was upon Jesus, He says, the Spirit of God is upon me. Now I can preach the gospel and deliver those who are in bondage. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is who I am.
Amen.
Amen. We are sons and daughters of God by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which was imparted on us by the Spirit. Who is this God that I should worship Him? He is Spirit, He is truth, and He is the Word. So how did I come here? It was not by man's instrumentality. I came here because I heard the word. And what is the word? The word was with God. And the word was God. When I heard the word, I receive the Spirit. What is that Spirit? It is the Spirit of God. Because Jesus said, the words that I speak are Spirit and are life. So I receive the word by the power of the Spirit and I have the life. Now I live the life of God not just by some tradition but by the life of God which indwells in me by the Spirit. So who am I? I am a child of the King. Amen. Everything that is heavenly is mine. Amen. Healing is mine. Deliverance is mine. Even if I die, resurrection is mine. Because life is mine. Because I'm worshiping God in the Spirit, by the power of the Spirit. And I have the knowledge that I have, not after the order of the world, but by the parting of the Spirit of God. God, by His Spirit, is teaching us. He's speaking to us. We saw in the beginning, He never spoke anything until His Spirit was hovering over there. What started was the Spirit. Amen. Mary,
Maria,
when she received the word, she never could bear the child until the Spirit was over her. Amen. Can you see? Jesus never went to preach until the Spirit was on him. That's the God whom we worship. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It has been imparted on us to be children of God. And being children of God, we have the authority. We have the power. For the scripture says, go ye therefore into the world and preach the gospel. Those who believe, let them be baptized. Those who are sick, lay hands upon them, they shall be healed. That is our commission, because we are the children of God. So we come here tonight in the same power and anointing to go forward with the word of God as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and as we pray for the sick, as we lay hands on those and baptize those who believe, that they may receive every promise that God has granted us by the Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The scripture says Jesus Christ, He went in the Spirit. Amen. Because He was the Son of God. And we who are sons and daughters of God, we go in the same. Amen. Empowered by the Spirit of God, that we may receive everything that is ours. Amen. Don't you worry. All things that are of God, they are yours. But why I feel sick tonight? I've got a problem in my body. Don't worry. Healing is yours.
Amen.
Because you are a child of God. Amen. You are oppressed by the evil spirits. Don't you worry. According to the promise,
yes,
you will be delivered.
Amen.
Only believe.
Amen.
Amen. All things are possible to those who believe. How can you believe unless you hear the word of God? How can you hear the word of God unless the Spirit of God speaks? He who is Spirit will impart on you that spiritual blessing of receiving that which is God. And then you can speak back in prayer and you receive Everything that God promised in His word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is there anyone who is sick? The Bible tells us, let the elders lay hands on them. They shall be healed. Is anyone oppressed? You come and receive your deliverance. For the Spirit of God is upon me, that I may deliver the captives. That's what our chief commander said. And we are walking in his steps, proclaiming the same message, preaching the same gospel of deliverance, that God will deliver his own, that God will bring his own to his to himself by the Spirit of God. Who is this God that we may worship him? He's revealing to us through his word. He is the Spirit. Amen. And we are born not by the will of man, not by blood or flesh, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, which cries out in us, Abba Father. That's who we are. We are children of the Father. Amen. We are heirs of the promises. Amen. Amen. Everything that he promised is ours. That's who we are. We are the children of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you ready to receive what is yours?
Amen.
Amen. As a child of God, you have accepted the word of God. And who is that God? He is not just a myth. He is not just a story. He is real. He is sitting there in heaven. And we have been raised up also to be in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that we may receive everything that is ours. Amen. As we tread underfoot all the powers of
Satan,
as we gloriously sing praises of victory. Amen. After we have victory over everything that oppresses, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, into which we were baptized. Amen. To bear witness with the Son of God that we are also sons and daughters of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have the promise in the word of God that when we pray, God will answer us. Amen. He does not answer us as servants. He does not answer us as slaves. He does not answer us as strangers. But he answers us as daughters and sons of God. For that's who we are. We are the children of the Father. We have been called by his word. We are not here by our own mental conception. But we are here because the word of God has called us. And by the Spirit of God, we are sons and daughters of God. And the sons and daughters of God, we have a right to every promise of God.
Amen.
May we lift our hearts tonight with this assurance in us that if it is God who has called us, Paul says, he who began a good work in you will finish it. As it was in the days of Boaz, Naomi told Ruth, he says, that man Boaz is our kinsman redeemer. He will not rest until he has done the full work of redemption. So is it with our God. He will not rest with you until he has done the complete work. That's why we are here tonight, that he may accomplish what he has started in you. If he has begun a work of redemption, he will finish it. If he has called you to give you the promises, you will fulfill the promise. That's the God whom you worship. Amen. Who is this God whom you worship?
He's
a God who is faithful, who is committed to whatever he has promised. You will never leave one promise unfulfilled, because that's the God whom you worship. May we come to him as we surrender to him whatever we need or whatever is our desire. Let's come to him who is not short of blessings. When he blesses us, he's not borrowing from somewhere. He's taking from himself. And we cannot exhaust him. Amen. Because he is life. He is light. He is our Father. He has the Spirit to give us, that we may have the full assurance that we are the children of God. May God bless you. As I hand over to the pastor. Amen.
I surrender, oh. Yamike Murungo, Pamauyake, Amena Puera, Tenti Muyamike, Tipempere Murungo, Mamena Kul, Kambirani Namwe. Shall we all pray?
Gracious Lord,
Tipempere Tonse, Timuyamike, Tim Tokoze, Tim Tamande. Father, we thank you for your love, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for this meeting. Thank you, Lord, for the message. Oh, Lord, how deep your thoughts are, your revelation, Father, telling us of this wonderful message. We are so thankful, Lord, for your grace. We are so thankful, Lord, for your grace.
In the name of Jesus, the Heavenly Father, God Almighty, what to pray the Lord Jehovah God, Lord Moshe, that the Lord of life, Jehovah Jireh, that mighty Father, the Lord of God Almighty, we pray that Father, we thank you for giving us this day, we thank you for giving us this opportunity, we thank you, Jehovah God, for your heart. We pray that mighty God, Jehovah Jireh, may you help us, Jehovah God. We pray that what you commit, Jehovah God, this day, that Father, we thank you for this. We thank you, Jehovah God, for your God. We thank you, Jehovah God, for your mercy. We thank you, Jehovah God, for all the kindness. We thank you, Jehovah God, for all the grace. In the name of Jesus, for all the grace. We ask the Heavenly Father, God Almighty, may you bless us in all our worship. Let your grace, O God. Let your power, Jehovah God, mighty God,
you are way ahead of the mighty way you are doing, Lord. For your way has gone forth, Lord, deep into all of us, Lord. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your morning. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, Father, for pouring out your blessing.
If you are here, you are not feeling well. We want to pray with you.
Thank you.
If you are here, you are not feeling well. I want you to believe that the Lord is here to touch you. The Lord is here to heal you.
And from kurupirire kuti Mulungu ali pano kukatani.
Because zamine tuwerenga Bible sivina lembewe chape kuti ni ma stories.
At what we read in the Bible is not just a story.
Koma tikakurupirira.
But if we believe
Yesu Kristu ni singanga mkulu pa wonse.
Jesus Christ is the greatest physician among all the healers.
Alipo pamalo pano.
He is among us.
Ija problem yamene mwona kuti na Yesa mnaumu.
That problem which you say I've tried here and there.
Pamene mbwera pamaso ya Mulungu na chikulupiriro.
As you come in the house of the Lord with faith.
Palibe chindu chamene anga kangiwe Mulungu.
There's nothing that God can fail.
Imwe mfanika kukurupirira.
All you need to do is to believe.
Kukurupirira ngati uja mzimai wamene tiverenga.
I just have faith like that woman we read.
Enze na problem ikulu ya mwazi.
She had a very big problem of blood.
Wantu enze bambili.
At people were many.
But mumaganizo mwake anakamba kuti nigwire kwa cha becho vala cha Yesu.
At inner thinking she said if you can just touch the hem of his garment.
Ayo maganizo yenze ya chikurupiriro.
Those thinking were the thinking of faith.
Vena asembe wanakamba mwatini ngapole. But Eva nakurupirira kuti ngati nkukalava nezakalava.
Others would have said can I be healed. But she believed that even if I were to crawl, I would crawl.
Olo wandu wapaka maningi ine mzaenda chabe ni mgwile kwa chabe kuchovala.
And even if there are too many people but I would just go there and touch the hem of his garment.
Icho chenze chikurupiriro.
But that was faith.
Manje pamene tawamira nchakuti apa simufanika mudandaule kuti nimugwire kwa chabe Yesu Kristu kuchovala chake.
At now what is good is that you don't just say I need to just touch the hem of his garment.
Chifukwa tilibe dandaulo ya kuti kuli gulu yambiri, kuli crowd of people, kuli bedanda
wangu. And we are not saying because there are too many people, we don't have that complaint.
Chifuka pamene mulili, pamene hapo, alipo Yesu Kristo.
Where you are, Jesus is there.
Mungamugwile, not in a manja, koma na chukulupiliro chanu.
And you can touch him, not by your, with your hands, but by your faith.
Wabusa, watipunzisa, watilalikira.
And the pastor has taught us.
Kuti Murungu ama chilisa.
To say God can heal.
Manje nchitu ilikuli imwe kukulupirira.
It's up to us now to believe.
Sinizi wangati ni BP ya mene kufutani.
I don't know if it's BP which is troubling you.
Ni problem ya kumtima.
If it's a problem of the heart.
Ni problem ya mimba kaya, kapina ni problem branch.
If it's a I don't know what that problem
ine
is.
Ine siningaziwe koma murungu wa iziwa yu
problem. I may not know what that problem is, but God knows that problem.
Ngati mwakulu pirila.
If you believe.
Famine tili kuita na pazina ya Yesu Kristo.
As we call upon the name of Jesus Christ.
Murungu azaku darisani.
Jesus is going to heal you.
Muzankala na umboni, muzankala na testimony.
And you are going to have a testimony.
So as we are praying now,
atipempela.
Ngati munavuto mfuna mpempelelewe, nizakuita nani?
If you are
mubwere mugwade kusogola.
If you have any problem, I'll call you to come up in front and we pray for you.
Chifukwa tikulupirira, zamene zinalembewa mBible stizi werenga chabe koma tikulupirira kuti Ambuya Yesu Kristu, na manje wakaluchilisa, na manje wakaluchita deliver.
And because we believe that Jesus Christ even today still heals.
Koma mfanika mkulupirire.
And all you need to do is to believe.
Brother Mwanza wazati pasa nyimbo, pamene ngati muna prayer request, matenda, sumu mverabu ino, mfuna mulungu wakutandi zeni, muzabwela, mmapempero, notu kubwela chabe kuno menso yanu, niyo segula palipe pamene mchita mubwele mupempera kuti mulungu nikulupirira.
At come in front, you are praying.
Muzibwela mpempera kwamba mulungu nikulupirira.
Singanga kulundi Yesu
as we come before you, Lord, not in our righteousness, but in faith. Name. Oh Lord, we knock at your door this evening. Hallelujah. We come to your presence. Even as we have been taught. Oh, now Lord, your word has gone forth. Lord, confirm your word with your power. Confirm your word, Lord, with your presence. As people are coming. Lord, we thank you that it's not by our power, but it's by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Able to heal this evening in the name of Jesus.
Gina, Gina.
Maso panu, tibwela kukulupirira mau ya mene munalemba, mau ya mene atuza kuti, mutirisa, kuombola, tabwela pamaso panu ambuye, kupepa matirito, nikukulupirira, kuti ambuye pamene tipepe la usikuno, pazanka la umboni pamaro panu. Muzina ya Yesu Kristo, we thank you Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So I'll ask all those in the audience. Titamba sule manjaya tu, let us stretch our hands. As I request the pastor and the ministers, Brother Tindrika, can we all come together and pray for those who are in front? The whole congregation, let us stretch forth our hands. Tiwapemperele wanzatu wamenesiwa mverabwino na maproblems yao yonze. Mukupempera tipempere na chikondi. Tiwapemperele ngati mabrothers watu kutiwa mbuye vachili sene. I'll ask the men of God, let us lay our hands. Bible kamba kuti wokulupirira tikafaka manja yatu paodwala vazachili sidwa. So tichita ichi chintu kukonga malembo. Kukurupirira mulungu zamena nakamba. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my sister. Whatever sickness, whatever trouble, Lord, you know it, and you are able to deliver her. You are able to heal her. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bring her, Lord, under that precious blood of Jesus. May she receive that blessing. May she receive that healing. In the name of Jesus, I pray for a healing that our joy may be complete, that our joy may be complete. Lord, we make our home in the name of Jesus. Come and Lord, you are coming to healing, and you shall come because she believes in you.
Oh.
Name we pray, amen.
Let us give the
Lord. So ngati mwenze mvera chovava ngati kulichamene mwenze kangiwa kuchita chikulupiriro chitandauza kuti yambani kuchita zamene mwenze kangiwa kuchita pamene mukulupirira kuti Mulungu akuchirisane. Amen. Mulungu azakupasani testimony. God bless you. Amen. Mumkonda Mulungu.
Amen.
Mwakonda Mbuye Yesu.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
There is a song which says, fire, 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 fire,
fill on me.
Fire, fire.
Shall we worship and praise the Lord?
Mulungu atidalisa kwambiri. Amen. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor. Pasani moni wa neighbor wanu mwauze Mulungu akudaliseni. God bless you. Makwelele mulipo. Mulungu akudaliseni. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Okay, so ndiye kusira kwa msonkano siku ya lero. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, nwandani wakambawe koma Mulungu atidalisa lero.
Amen.
Mulungu atidalisa, Mulungu atikonda kwambiri. Amen. Tina wa brother Mark Zimba waenda musiku chifukwa makuli kebo imozi yenze nasa na kulusaka manje wa brother Mark wakukondani maningi wakamba mpaka nizafika ni mabwele sere kebo. Brother Mark, God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you so much. So my low service is amba na Brother Nzima, we usually start at
nine.
Yeah, 9 hours. Tifani katilipa no for church service. Ninta yafika nta ubwanja. Oh, this is already 21 hours. So this is 21 hours. So at Mairo school, Zankala Sunday school wana, kulipe Sunday school Mairo, tonse tikabwere chambe mchurch. Amen? 9 hours. Wazmai, ngatukulizo pika pika, tashitako vintu fast, so that 9 hours. Chifukwa tizanga ratabe na service imozi. So ifani kaikuwa na 9 hours, nishitonse tiripa no. Service is asira 11, 12 hours, chifukwa tina ubatizo. We have 3 people, vamene wange na manzi, kulandila zina ya Yesu Kristu, mumoyo wao. Amen? Mulungu nuwa mpamvu maningi. Mulungu nuwa mpamvu maningi. Amen? So we thank the Lord for what he is doing. We'll end our service here. Brother Mansa will give us a song, then we are free. We are dismissed. Amen?
Amen?
Okay. God bless you. So, Brother Mansa, you can give us a song.
Tukaya, 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 monana, monana. Tukaya, tukaya.
Amen. Amen.
We